I'm going to ask you to do something for me. Can you push your feet firmly into the ground? Can you sit forward in your chair? Can you notice three things you can see? Two things you can hear? The technique that we've just practiced helps to bring people out of rumination about the past, anxiety about the future, daydreaming about what they just had for lunch, and back into the present moment. It's a brain training technique. Elite Paralympic athletes are training their bodies for up to 20 to 30 hours per week. However, the importance of strengthening their brain muscle is also critical. Para-athletes, or athletes with physical impairments, face greater physical access, communication, and financial barriers, as well as discriminating attitudes, and a career that typically lasts about 4 years with little recognition or reward. The result? Transition difficulties out of sport, burnout, and in extreme cases, suicide. As such, the importance of strengthening the well-being of para-athletes is a top priority and what my research focuses upon. Some of you are probably wondering what I mean when I say that word well-being. It can conjure images of like a lotus pose on a mountaintop. However, in direct contrast to this, I focused on three specific areas using a coherent model that draws on theories dating as far back as Aristotle. And these three areas are subjective or emotional, psychological, and social well-being. In the first three stages of my PhD, I identified and I verified the well-being needs and strengths of para-athletes and how they differ across gender, sport, and nature of impairment. Well-being strengths included optimism, resiliency, and strong social support networks. However, well-being needs were an interaction between physical pain, the emotional rollercoaster ride of sport, and a lack of self-acceptance. For example, one para-athlete, low in self-acceptance, still hadn't told his co-workers that he was an amputee even after working with them for 5 years. So, the final stage of my PhD will be a well-being program that targets these needs. I'm planning on filling a room full of athletes such as those from wheelchair rugby and getting them to name three things they can see, two things they can hear. Don't worry, I will modify getting them to push their feet into the ground. These skills will help to give these athletes a leg up in sport and in life.